Hey all, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. And at the time of this recording, it is the day after Christmas. So that means for those of you who are from Trinidad and Tobago, you know that it is Boxing Day. If you are from Canada, it's also Boxing Day there as well. I know Canada celebrates, or I should say observes, Boxing Day as well, and a couple other places in the world that I don't remember off the top of my head. But if you are from Trinidad and Tobago, Canada, and elsewhere, you are familiar with Boxing Day, which means we get an extra day to just relax. We get an extra day to do what we want. We get an extra day to come down from the hangover of Christmas. And when I say hangover, I don't necessarily mean alcohol, but just like you're probably tired. Like, for those who don't get to rest on Christmas Day because there's so much prep or activities and, you know, visiting loved ones, like, I am so grateful that we get to have Boxing Day, because how it usually goes is Christmas Day is you stay home with family, or you visit family depending on what your living situation is, and then Boxing Day is where you link up with friends. It's the day you go visiting friends, or they come to visit you. Like, that day is for friends. And the other option is that you just keep that day for yourself, and you could sleep all day, you could recover, you eat the leftovers, you put everything away, and you start to just prepare, you know, for the last week of the year, and then prepare for ultimately getting back to the groove of things and full swing by New Year's Day, right? So, Merry Christmas, everybody. My wish for you listening is that you had a peaceful Christmas. And that is the word that I want to use. I think that's the perfect word to sum up. You know, peace means you're not worried about anything. You're not stressed about anything. You are content. You have all your heart's desires, whether it's, you know, financially, relationships wise, you know, you are content and at peace in that area. You are not lonely, you don't feel depressed. And the fact of the matter is, this is not a joyous time for everybody, right? So that is my wish for you. And anyone who has ever listened to this podcast, even if you're not listening, my wish for everyone who engages with me on social media, who's in my audience/community, I think I prefer the word community, if you are in my community, anywhere on social media, TikTok, Instagram, wherever, and on this podcast, and my clients, most importantly as well, friends, loved ones, I wish everyone to just feel at peace. This is coming from someone who loves the idea of Christmas, but has a love-hate relationship with it, because it typically triggers certain emotions for me. When it comes to family, I have a lot of sore spots. And because it's surrounded so much around family, it just reminds me of so many things. Or it reminds me of loss. It reminds me that, you know, one of the nearest and dearest representations of family for me is no longer with me, which is my grandmother, and it just triggers a whole bunch of stuff. You know, Christmas meant things like making pastels. So much of my memories is making pastels with my grandmother. She was a baker. She was one of those women who was big on baking. She was known for her sponge cake. When I say she was a baker, not professionally, but she was known for her sponge cake, and she was known for her fruit cake. Count on her, she would have fruit cake all through the year, because she would bake so many. to give away as gifts. She will bake a lot to keep, to have enough to last through the year. So anytime somebody's in the country and they're visiting, she will pull out her fruitcake from the cupboard because she keeps it fresh with cherry brandy. So like, I know all the tips and the tricks when it comes to things like that. So you know I'm not lying. All right, so all of that to say that I hope that you had a safe, merry, and peaceful Christmas. And if you didn't, my thoughts are definitely with you. I have a client in particular that I know this might have been a very lonely time for her. And I know it's not easy. I really know it's not an easy time for those people. So just be mindful during this season. I know that this episode is coming out a day or two after Christmas. But just always be kind and just remember that some people just even want to be invited so that they aren't lonely. Or maybe they want to be alone so that they could just, you know, just some people just want to like process by themselves. Think of them, ask them if there's anything that they need, if just simply dropping off a bottle of wine or a plate, not to say that they're hungry, but just to know that, hey, people love getting extra food around Christmas time, even though they have food in their cupboards or that they cooked. But it's just the thought of knowing that somebody is thinking of them in a time when they feel lonely. Like, that's what people need when they feel sad or depressed, or I'd rather use the word low for some reason, because these should not be taboo words. But the point is, when you're feeling low, it's very easy to continue to depress yourself and go deeper and deeper and sink. That's why it's called depression, because you're depressed, you know, you're going down, and a person continues to sink mostly because they just want to know that there are people around or people thinking of them. That makes you feel less alone. So just think of those people who you know could do with that extra thought. And like I said, I know this is after Christmas Day, but at least still think about them when you hear this episode going forward. It's never too late to check in on someone, even before that time between Christmas and New Year's. Like, it's still considered the holiday season and it's still a rough time, so check in on them. All right, so that is my Christmas message. Now this episode is just gonna touch lightly on a couple things. Think of it as a little bit of a chit chat, and it's really me warming up for the next episode, where I will share X lessons that I've learned this year in business. Well, actually it's not in business, it's strictly lessons of 2023, and I plan to share personal and business lessons, and that's why I don't want it to be centered around, you know, X lessons from business in this year, because if we're being truly honest with ourselves, they overlap, right? We are people first. We are people in business. So whatever your business lessons are, it's somehow going to still correlate to how you navigate your personal life. And that will become clearer when I put that episode out, right? I'm aiming for it to come out. If not by New Year's Day, it will be nicely ready for the first week of January. But it would really be nice for it to come out on Old Year's. Well, Old Year's is what we say in Trinidad and probably the wider Caribbean, I'm not sure, but for everyone globally, it's Old Year's night. Old Year's day is what we mean when we say, no, I'm tying myself up, it's what we say, but it means New Year's Eve. All right. So anyway, moving on, part of the reason for this delayed message is going to tie into my next point, which is, hey, let's catch up, right? So we're catching up, and I will explain to you why this episode is coming out now. So, beginning of December, actually, let's go back. Let's just start from now and go back. The past week, I have been taking full advantage of kind of being offline less, right? Offline, while for the most part in December, I have not been that active in like producing intentional content. Like I share via stories. I pop in, I share here and there, but I'm not actively like putting out content. And one of the reasons for that is it's friggin' quarter four. Let's be real. It's quarter four. And sure, other people might be able to stay on top of quarter four and maintain a presence on their pages. But for me, we already bad talk Instagram enough. Quite honestly, it's not a priority, because if it's shit right now, why am I gonna kill out myself when I'm Gucci? Like, I'm good. Like, there's no need to kill myself out. This is where the importance of prioritizing is important. We don't need to be online on, we don't need to be on all the time. We don't need to show up all the time. And take that advice with a grain of salt, because some of us have been in this a long time. Some of us, if you're new and you're now starting out and you're trying to launch something, by all means, you will need to be consistent. You will need to show up, and the advice won't be the same for everybody. But I say that to give yourself some grace. If you're a business owner who has been relatively consistent throughout the year, please excuse the barking in the background. My little pup named Poodle seems to be going ham in the front of the house there, but it will calm down eventually because I am pausing this episode. All right. So anyway, if you have been fairly consistent and giving value, right, that is a disclaimer. As long as you have established yourself to a certain degree, give yourself grace. If you decide for personal reasons that you need to be offline for 2 months, then by all means do that. Do what you need to do for you. Like, I am so over this killing out ourselves. For what? For what? And honestly, I have so much to say on the topic of social media and content creation and brand as it relates to brand building. But I have to say that for another episode. But the point is, you have to prioritize. As business owners or brand builders, like you're building a personal brand for yourself, we have to be able to prioritize. For example, I know, and I knew from since August, that I could not see myself doing Tea Time the event in November like I did last year. There was no room, there was no space for it, honestly, to do it in quarter four. Quarter four is not the time for me to be doing that. Honestly, quarter four is a time, especially if you're in the marketing space, you really have to be selective about what you focus your energy on, right? As creatives, creative entrepreneurs, when I say creatives, most people who are in the marketing space are creatives of some form. We are creative people. We're creating things all the time. We always have fresh new ideas. There's always something that we just wake up in the middle of the night and we have this idea and this burning desire to create. As long as you are a creative, there will always be a new project that you want to work on. But take this piece of advice. Just be careful what you're working on in quarter four. Quarter four is so important to how you end the year that even if like you make candles, no, just be careful with how much you put on your plate in quarter four. How many candles can you realistically make that you can realistically sell and that you could like prepare yourself for quarter four? But then you're making candles and you're doing this other thing and you have this obligation and that obligation. This, if you take away anything today, That's one lesson I want you to take away today. Be careful with quarter four. So I knew for me to not lose my mind, I had to push back tea time. And because of the expanded or elevated version of tea time that I plan to produce, I could not be able to give my full best in quarter four. So I've pushed that back, right? So tip there, quarter four, be careful with what you put on your plate and plan accordingly. Plan accordingly means start planning your endeavors from August. All right, I have actually already plugged in dates so that I don't forget, so that I stay on track, so that I don't make some of the missteps that I did this past quarter four, which one major, but I definitely don't want a repeat of that next year. I just want things to be as smooth as possible so I can enjoy my downtime a lot more, so that I can enjoy December a lot more. The other thing is the delayed greeting came because I prioritize and value my time with my loved ones a lot more. I know that sounds weird, but when you're now starting out, you tend to neglect other areas of your life. You're so consumed in the work. You're so consumed by your passions that you neglect your friends, your family, your this, your that. And that's how we become burnt out. That's how we become out of balance human beings. And I just can't cut it for me anymore. Not just because that I am suffering, but I feel like personally, the relationship and the presence that I could have in my kid's life has suffered. That's my confession. That's me keeping it real. That is the real tea. And this year, I see it. Actually, I saw it since last year, how fast I was missing out on certain moments. And I know it sounds weird, and I know people probably look at me online and be like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, you're really doing the thing. You're like, you know, you're with your kids, they're with you all the time, and you're able to like make money online, da 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 da. But there's still a cost to that, because as much as they were with me physically 24/7 and I with them, I absolutely hate when sometimes when I really have to buckle down and I have to really compartmentalize. And it sounds bad, compartmentalizing, meaning even they have to be compartmentalized. And sometimes you just can't compartmentalize life. Sometimes the work might have to wait. And sometimes you don't always have the luxury to do that. I think we all have struggles when it comes to making money, whether it's through entrepreneurship or a job. And the struggles just look different. But I'm not going to sit here and romanticize it. You know, I find it really hard, like even when I'm trying to come up with content and I know the hooks that I should use and I know the hooks that I could use that would get me the likes, the views, the engagement, but it doesn't feel right to my soul to use those hooks because you're romanticizing something and it's not really real. It's not really the true pictures. Like here's an example. If you want to make money in 2024 working from home with your kids and you and it sounds all glamorous, like it's very tempting because that's what you should do in marketing. That's what you should do. That's the right thing to do when it comes to nailing content creation. It's inspiring. But it doesn't feel honest to me, especially with what I have come to the realization of and how much I can't ignore the fact that sometimes my son is knocking on the door outside and he wants to see me. And it's like, and I get really irritated and I feel bad afterwards because it's like he just wants to interact with me. But then sometimes I also have to give myself grace, which I said this on another podcast, which is, you know what, you just can't beat yourself up too much because at the end of the day, they also still have it nice because I could have been going to a job, like the job I had before entrepreneurship, which only allowed me to see them on the weekends. So like I said, different struggles, but it's still, we still all have our struggles all the same. All right, so that is what was important to me in quarter four. Just simply having my head down, focusing on my clients, my business, and my other most important job, which is motherhood. And the lesson that you could take away from that is don't ever get too caught up in any hustle or any grind or any accolades and achievements that you lose sight of what matters and what's most important. That is one of the lessons that I would dive deeper into my lessons. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's both personal lesson, but it's also a business lesson, right? And it's not just a lesson of 2023. It's a lesson of the past. When would I say I feel like I really got consumed and lost in it? I would say 2019. But honestly, more 2020, which is odd because that's when the pandemic happened. So that's why I would say it's more like 2019. It's more like 2019. I still had boundaries, but I was a lot better with my boundaries around work from, well, when I went full-time in my business was 2016. So from 2016 to 2019, they were great, or I should say good. And then 2019, it started to like waver because of certain pressures from certain peers and certain circles that I was moving in at the time. But yeah, that's the update on that. And then the other lesson, if I haven't said this already or emphasized, I'll emphasize it again, which I cannot emphasize it enough, is the importance of prioritizing. All right. Just going through my notes here. So you really have to prioritize certain aspects of your life, especially during busy periods. So I know I emphasize quarter four, but it's overall, when you know you have busy periods, you have to stop and take a moment. One of my key tools is Google Calendar, right? I would sit back and plug in. If the school sends me a list of calendar of events, one of the practices that really works for me, and if I don't do practice this, overwhelm comes really quickly. I plug in those dates so I know what's happening. When I am a visual person, so when I open my Google Calendar and I look at it at a month's glance, I can see where everything falls, and then I can see where all my client calls fall, and then I can see certain project start dates and end dates. Then I could see, okay, dental appointment on this date, and it really helps me to stay on top of things. And it also allows you to see really and truly what you're working with in terms of how much is on your plate, and very important, which you're probably not going to guess that I'm going to put this in here, is when you really see what's on your plate, it allows you to see what you need to, one, take off, but two, you're taking it off so you could create some white space in between the madness, right? So no matter how booked and busy and packed of a busy period you may have, try to see where, if you don't have space to put in white space for yourself, see what you could take off, because booking yourself, booking space in your calendar, for self is just as important as anything else that you might book in on your calendar. So if that means you have to move around a client call or a client meeting so that, hey, I have too many calls in week two of this month, let me push that meeting back by next week so that I can rest, so that I could be rejuvenated for this call and be my best self next week instead of me showing up on this call with a foggy brain because I'm burnt out. All right, so that is my thoughts on quarter four. And I think I, if I didn't mention this already, is I will put in the description box so that you could stay, join my email list, right? You can join my email list to know of any announcements around Tea Time, the event. I'm really excited about that when I do it. I'm not going to let any info out of the bag because things are in progress. So that's as much as I'll say. So check the link in the bio and join my email list. I'm really excited at some point to share more about the vision for Tea Time. It is something that I originally had this vision for since 2018, and I think the time has finally come for me to stop running away from the original vision that I had for Tea Time. All right, so just head to the link in the, let me link in bio, almost a link in bio, link in the description, aka show notes, and get on the email list. So yeah, at this point, I'm going to wrap up this episode because, like I said, this is just a warm up for a more in-depth end of year message. And I wish that, like I said, I wish everybody had a happy and Merry Christmas, but most importantly, a peaceful Christmas. And for those who don't have peace at this time, that is my wish for you. I hope that God brings peace to your heart in one way, shape, form, or fashion. All right, so until the next episode, have a good one, and you'll hear from me soon. Bye.